First of all, can we go around the room to see who is here? This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Hi, I'm Tuan Rushdie from Sri Lanka.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, okay, these sessions are interactive, so you can ask questions whenever you like. I will be asking the group to answer questions from time to time. We're going to have to do quite a bit of skimming today. I couldn't find the game I wanted. It's somewhere in my computer, but I couldn't really find nowhere to find it. So I've dug up two games to go through today. So we can't spend too long over the opening or early middle game. So the first game we're going to look at is a blindfold simultaneous game. So you've got to be fairly good to hold several games in your head and be blindfold. Yep. And a simultaneous. So that's quite a feat. Now let's see how well White handles it. So White is the blindfold simultaneous player, and I suppose it'd do no harm to tell you it is Alekhine. So we expect a good game from him. The game begins.
How many opponents he had, or how many people he beat?
I couldn't get that information.
How many you win?
I don't know. I couldn't get that information.
And though I think he held a record for a while with 32, but a lot of people have beaten that since. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay. The game begins. David, Delta 4. White plays Delta 4. Black plays Knight. Fox 6. Game move. White plays Pawn Charlie 4. Game move. Black plays Pawn Golf 6. Game move. White plays Pawn Golf 3. Game move. Black plays Bishop Golf 7. Game move. White plays Bishop Golf 2. Game move. Black plays Castles Kingside. Game move. White plays Knight Charlie 3. Game move. Black plays Pawn Delta 6. Game move. White plays Knight Foxtrot 3. Well, game move. Black plays Knight Charlie 6. Now, seeing as I wasn't going to spend too much time in the opening, I haven't checked the databases, but I'm not convinced by this move, Knight Charlie 6. I'm not sure it's the right setup.
Some kings can need defenses, but I don't know about this one. In actually the classical it is played.
Yeah. It fits in with some of them, you're right, but not all of them. I'm not sure. I'm wondering if Knight Alpha 6, or maybe Pawn Charlie 6, maybe, and drop the Knight back to Charlie 7, a slower setup. What White hasn't played Pawn Echo 4, and this leaves the Bishop on Golf 2 with activity on the long diagonal.
Yeah.
Well, so maybe Knight Bravo Delta 7 intending Pawn Echo 5 is another plan. Oh well, game move for White is Pawn Delta 5. So what is Black going to do with this Knight on Charlie 6? Any ideas?
Let's see, Humbly Retreats, I think, Night Echo 5.
Night Echo 5, there are lines in the Dutch defense where you play the Night to Echo 5.
Yeah.
And White tends to take it, and Black recaptures Delta to Echo 5, and Black gets a king side, and White gets the queen side. All very good fighting chess.
Yeah.
Okay, the game move for Black is Knight Alpha 5.
Uh-oh.
But you could retreat Knight Bravo 8 to play Knight Bravo Delta 7 to come out on Charlie 5, maybe. Knight Alpha 5 is in danger of getting trapped by Pawn Bravo 4 at some point. Not yet, because Charlie 4 pawn is a 10. So, Knight Alpha 5. Game move for White is Queen Delta 3. And now the big threat is Pawn Bravo 4, just winning a piece. So the game move for Black is Pawn Bravo 6. That releases Bravo 7.
Let's see, can he maybe should have played Charlie 5 instead?
That's another Dutch defense trick, isn't it? Yeah. In fact, this is virtually a variation of the Dutch defense without this is a Leningrad Dutch without pawn and foxtrot 5 on the board.
Yeah.
And that's what Black does in the Leningrad Dutch. He played pawn Charlie 5. And White's got a variety of options. Sometimes they take on pass on and the knight gets back, and sometimes they just leave the knight slightly offside. It gets back into play. Okay, so pawn Bravo 6. Well, this will have been played sometime, I think, in the 1930s. So they didn't have opening databases. And bear in mind, it's a simultaneous. So you're looking at the paying public on the Black side of the board. Or he might be a strong chess player at the time, but not of the Grandmaster, International Master quality, I would imagine. It's rare to have a master taking on masters.
Yeah.
Okay, game move for Black Pawn Bravo 6, creating a flight square. Game move for White. White sees a hole on Charlie 6 and says, I know who'd like to go on Charlie 6. Game move for White is Knight Delta 4. So yet again, another point of White not playing pawn Echo 2 to Echo 4 is revealed. The bishop on Golf 2 is reinforcing the control over the Charlie 6 square.
Makes it
virtually impossible for Black to play pawn. It makes it virtually impossible for Black to play pawn Charlie 5 now. Okay, so we have Knight Delta 4, and the game move for Black is Knight Bravo 7. Game move Knight Bravo 7 for Black. Game move for White is Knight Charlie 6. Send for attack on the Black Queen. The game move for Black is Queen Delta 7.
Black has lost some tempi because of the Bravo Knight. Yeah, it's made several moves and it's nowhere, basically.
Three moves to Fianchetto. We had a Fianchetto Knight last week, didn't we? And look what happened to it.
I guess it is kind of threatening to go to Charlie 5. We'll have to throw in Alpha 5.
Yeah, you need Alpha 5 first to prevent Pawn Bravo 4 driving his way. fact, maybe black, instead of playing knight Charlie 6 when black did, black should have played pawn alpha 5, knight alpha 6. Ah, but then again, the knight on Charlie 6 invited white to push pawn delta 5.
Yes.
So you can't have it both ways. The knight on the knight going to Charlie 6 encouraged white to play pawn delta 5, which gave away the Charlie 5 square. Nevertheless, something has gone wrong here. This cannot be the main line.
Michael's not doing so well yet already.
Yeah. But then again, he's sitting in a chair in the middle of a room with his back to the audience, having to hold how many games in his head? It'll be at least, I would imagine, at least 16, maybe 20. Otherwise, it's not very spectacular having a blindfold display of only 4 or 6 players, is it?
Because it really is, except we know that what other people can do. But if only one person could do it, it would be look really impressive.
Oh yeah, if only one person could do 4 or 6, then again the paying public would be amused. Yeah. Okay, so black hasn't actually got any serious weaknesses, but there's no coordination, there's no harmony, and there's no real plan as of yet.
And it's development.
And the queen side development is awkward. Yeah. Okay, so knight Charlie 6, queen delta 7 are game moves. The game move for white is castle kingside. And the game move for black is pawn alpha 5. Black gets the idea at last. If you want a knight on Charlie 5, you need a pawn on alpha 5. Okay, so alpha 5, Charlie. So alpha 5, the game move for white is, well, any ideas? Any ideas what white's going to play here?
White still may work on chasing the knight out of Charlie 5 when it gets there, with some slow moves on the queenside pawns. Yeah, you have to do it. You have to play Bravo 3, Alpha 3, and then Bravo 4, I guess.
Yeah, this is precisely what White's plan is going to be. And this is the game move. The game move for White is pawn Bravo 3. Note that Black can't win a piece with Knight Echo 4 because the bishop on Golf 2 just takes it. Yeah, so the rook on alpha 1 isn't in any great danger. And the idea is pawn Bravo 3. If you try and do it in, it has to be done in 3 moves. You have to play pawn Bravo 3, then pawn alpha 3, and when you're ready, pawn Bravo 4. If you try and do it in 2 moves, pawn alpha 3, black will simply play pawn alpha 4 first. And put a squeeze on your queen side. So you have to be patient and do it in 3 moves. Try and do it in 2, and black will squeeze you with pawn alpha 4.
And this is worth learning in general, because this often comes up.
It comes up in the perk defense for black. It comes up in queen side openings here for white. Yeah. And it's almost always the queen side, rarely the king side. Yeah. Okay. So we have got Bravo 3. Okay, the game move for black is knight Charlie 5, tempo attack on the white queen. And the game move for white is fairly obvious. Game move for white is queen Charlie 2, which protects Bravo 3, so as when pawn alpha 3 comes in, the Bravo pawn is protected. So if anything, black is helping white with the plan of getting in pawn bravo 4.
Which is very good because black's queenside is congested, and if he pushes the knight back in there, it'll be even worse. There's also that standoff relationship now between the knight and the queen.
What we call the bishop versus knight standoff, or knight versus bishop standoff, where the queen and the piece that moves on the diagonals, sorry, the knight and the piece that moves on the diagonals, is on the same rank or file, separated by two squares. So they're on the C file here, C2, Charlie 2 and Charlie 5, separated by two squares. And as we look at them, the squares Delta 3, Bravo 3, are controlled by the white queen and challenged by the black knight, and the squares Echo 4, Alpha 4 are again up for a fight between the two pieces. Is black actually threatening knight Echo 4 anywhere here? Possibly. Black might have a trick in knight Echo 4, one of the knights to Echo 4. Knight Fox plus Echo 4. Of course, white might just ignore it and go bishop bravo 2. And so all that happens is we get a trade of two sets of minor pieces. Not convinced. Okay, black in the game. Game move for black is bishop bravo 7. The game move for white. It's pawn hotel 3.
Hotel?
Pawn hotel 3. I'm not quite sure. Maybe just. Don't know. It's just controls golf 4. That's all. But there was black wanting to play knight golf 4.
Yeah. What's that for?
Okay. Maybe he's just taking it slowly, not giving black any ideas of how to play.
I think he just proceeded with that queenside chase idea. Where's the black knight going to go?
Oh, we can drop back to alpha 6.
Oh, man. Pretty bad there.
I think maybe white's just in a move that does no harm as such. The king can always come to hotel 2. Maybe white just wants to give black an option to a free move.
Make another mistake.
Do something, commit something. Okay, pawn hotel 3, and black in the game plays rook alpha x. Echo H, look on Echo H. Alright. And again, this sort of helps white, because white is going to go pawn alpha 3, bravo 4. And had black kept the rook on the alpha file, white would have had to prepare this by lifting the foxtrot, the Charlie 1 bishop off the back rank. Maybe bishop bravo 2, I suppose. And then pawn alpha 3, bravo 4. But the black had kept the rook on the alpha file. Whenever white goes pawn bravo 4, alpha 5 takes bravo 4, pins it. And white will be losing a rook on alpha 1 for the knight on Charlie 5. And I don't think that's a good trade.
Sure.
Looks losing to me. Right? So. Hotel 3, rook, alpha, echo 8 is the game move for black. White in the game plays pawn, alpha 3. Any ideas? Black's going to play a committal move here.
Yeah.
What do you think black's going to play?
He's been telegraphing pushing the echo pawn. that's what he wants to do. I mean, so.
Well, I think pawn echo 5 is the plan.
Yeah. No, white. Oh, we lost Bernard. That's too bad. We'll be back. Because the black does push that pawn, and it opens up the golf 2 bishop diagonal some more.
Well, black could play pawn echo 6 because white does have time to play delta 5 takes echo 6 because of the temporal attack on the black queen.
Yeah.
But as soon as you play delta 5 takes echo, your Charlie 6 knight will be doubly attacked.
Hello? sorry, I missed the beginning. Can I give it the moves?
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you're ready?
Yes.
Delta 4. Mm-hmm. Knight Foxtrot 6. Charlie 4. Golf 6. Golf 3. Bishop Golf 7. Bishop Golf 2. Castle's kingside. Knight Charlie 3. Delta 6. Knight Foxtrot 3. Knight Charlie 6. Delta 5. Knight Alpha 5. Queen Delta 3, Bravo 6, Knight Delta 4, Knight Bravo 7, Knight Charlie 6, Queen Delta 7. Castle's kingside, Alpha 5, Bravo 3, Knight Charlie 5, Queen Charlie 2, Bishop Bravo 7, Hotel 3, Rook Alpha Echo 8, Alpha 3, and it's black to play.
Okay, thank you.
And we're just discussing black pushing pawn Echo 5. White has to be careful about the Charlie 6 knight.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should let you know this is a blindfold simultaneous game. And Alekhine is white.
Mm.
We don't know. I don't know how many players are in the simultaneous, but I imagine it's at least 20.
Yeah, I think so.
I guess also similar but different is Echo 6 for black.
Yeah. Well, I think black needs to get going on the king side. White is clearly a sibling queen side play here. Pawn Bravo 4 is coming next, as and when available.
And black needs space, so Echo 5 would be, on the face of it, preferred, just opening things up more than Echo 6 would be.
Well, white might sit tight. And I don't think black wants to go Echo 6 and Echo 6 to Delta 5. Black wants to push past Pawn Echo 5, get this Foxtrot 6 knight out of the way and get Pawn Foxtrot 5 in.
Yeah.
But the Bravo 7 bishop's in the wrong place for a King's Indian.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, oh yes, I should also point out that there's going to be two games today, so we're going to have to skim through a little bit, quite a lot of the middle game, the early middle game. But there's not much complex play anyway. There's not been much complexity so far. All right, it's black to play. You know we're dealing with amateurs, so it's grandmaster versus amateur. Black in the game plays bishop takes knight, Charlie 6. Okay. White in the game has no choice. Bravo, delta 5 takes Charlie 6. Okay, so where's the black queen going to go? Black in the queen in the game retreats queen, Charlie 8.
That doesn't seem like such a great idea by black.
No, I think black much earlier. Instead of playing around knight coming in on Charlie 5, black might have been better when the queen was on delta 7, playing knight delta 8 to trade with a pair of knights on Charlie 6 and keep the bishop pair.
Oh, yes.
Because the knight was on Bravo 7, so it had the ideal opportunity to retreat knights. Delta 8. Oh well.
The white scuff bishop is wonderful now, with no opponent.
Yeah, it's going to rule the light squares if it wants. Of course, there's a long way to go yet, but it's sitting there. It's waiting. It's just taking its time. Yeah.
Waiting its chance.
Yeah. Okay, so Queen Charlie H is the game move. Game move for White is fairly obvious now. Game move for White is Pawn Bravo 4. Attacks the White Knight, Black Knight on Charlie 5. Not quite sure about this. Okay, the game move for black is alpha 5 takes bravo 4. And the game move for white is alpha 3 takes bravo 4. Well, the knight's only got one retreat square. Game move for black is knight alpha 6.
Echo 6 was better, maybe.
Oh, knight echo 6, you think. Oh, yeah, sorry, I missed that one. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're probably right. I agree. Knight echo 6. At least it can start flying around somewhere. It gets in the way of pawn echo 5, but then again, black's not been... Not black got the wrong idea with knight Charlie 6. We saw this. As soon as pawn delta 5 came in, knight r5, having to retreat to bravo 7. It's just wasted a lot of tempi and done nothing but help white build a good position on the queen side.
Yeah,
knight echo 6 looks... And of course the general rule is move your knights towards the center, not the edge.
Yeah. On echo 6, I don't... Yeah, go on.
You can go delta 8 or delta 4 or maybe other squares from echo 6, so...
Yeah, it would probably have to be delta 8. White might go pawn echo 3. Yeah. Okay, well, it's not a happy piece this night, is it? It's spent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 moves, and it's an alpha 6.
It's in a bad place.
Yeah. Well, it's attacking White's bravo pawn, so... Yeah, blindfold simultaneous player might miss it. So White to play, any ideas?
He has to decide what, if any, to do about the bravo pawn. He does not want to do is push it.
No, if you push pawn Bravo 5, the knight will come back to Charlie 5, and then it will have a nice position.
And it's good, yeah. You made an awful piece good.
Yeah. If, if you play knight delta 5, you can take it.
It will be traded off, yeah. And what's more, as black plays knight takes knight, bishop takes rook off, one becomes playable, which it's quite safe because white can't do anything about it. White can't play rook takes bishop. There's no possibility of an exchange sacrifice on alpha one. So
yeah,
knight delta five is not a defense.
Queen Bravo 3, maybe.
You might lose a bit of control over Echo 4.
Temporarily at worst.
If you play Queen Bravo 3, Black might get Knight Echo 4 in. Oh no, hang on, that's just simply Bishop takes. Nothing. There's nothing to recapture with. There's no pressure on Charlie 3.
And white is getting more power on light squares.
Queen on f4, maybe?
No, I think there's a better plan. There's a better plan than queen alpha 4. Black has a big problem with the alpha 6 knights.
Yeah. So he retreats to Bravo 8 and you can push the pawn? Bravo 5, maybe?
You want to find a plan, if you can, that forces Black to play knight Bravo 8 and then you play pawn Bravo 5 and the knight is dead, providing that pawn structure remains intact.
Yeah.
So the game move for white is rook alpha 4.
Yeah.
Mm.
With the possibilities of queen alpha 2, maybe, or the slower maneuver of bishop bravo 2 or bishop delta 2, followed by rook foxtrot alpha 1. So rook alpha 4 is a sensible way to guard the bravo pawn.
Kind of takes advantage of the missing light square bishop for black. Rooks are pretty safe on
light square. On alpha 4, yeah.
All right. Again, remember, we're playing Grandmaster against amateur here. So don't expect strong moves like we normally have for most of the time.
And spectacular combinations by Alakine. If he was 1-1.
Yeah. All right. Black in the game plays knight Bravo 8. But then again, Black is going to be forced to play knight Bravo 8 sooner or later.
He should wait till he's forced to do it, though.
Well, it wouldn't really matter. White spent time going queen alpha 2. Forcing it, and then white seals the queen side and comes back. So it's 2-10 piece. But I mean, black's got a dead piece.
Yeah, as the general rule, you should make the guy force you to do things and use the tempo or two. Meanwhile, instead, black could be proceeding with a kingside attack. I mean, it's desperate, to say the least, but. His only chance is to launch a kingside attack.
Yeah, you're not going to draw an ending here. It must be sorted out on the kingside, and it must be decisive or a repetition or a perpetual. There's no way you can go into an ending and hold this. Unless somehow white blunders badly and somehow black gets in knight takes Charlie 6. and white lose two pawns for the piece and then proceeds to give away another pawn somewhere, and all of a sudden black's got three pawns for a piece. That shouldn't happen. Okay, but black should have forced the issue. Black didn't. Okay, so the game moved for white to pawn bravo 5. So that cements the queen side.
Yeah. Black is practically down a knight now.
Yeah. And there's white's got a rook on the alpha file.
Yep.
And we all know which square that's going in on. I think we do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Black in the game plays pawn hotel 6.
Yeah. He doesn't know Chris Ross.
Well, I think black's just doing the same pawn structure as white's doing on the king side.
Right. It's good enough for Alekhine, it's good enough for me.
Yeah. The only difference is, of course, is that the white fianchetto so bishop is active, the black fianchetto
suddenly
is not.
Why are you holding back on Echo 5? Prepared it, telegraphed it, then didn't do it.
Yeah, well, maybe black is worried about bishop golf 5. Even though it doesn't pin anything. Maybe black's thinking hotel 6, drop the knight back to hotel 7, or throw pawn, then throw pawn echo 5, pawn foxtrot 5, bring the knight back to foxtrot 6. Mm-hmm. It's all a bit slow, the black queen is on the wrong square, the black queen should be able to get into the king side quickly.
Meanwhile, Alekhine gets some moves.
There's
the room.
Okay, so black plays game move for black's pawn hotel 6. Well, the game move for white should be fairly obvious. Any ideas?
Very good move.
Queen alpha.
What's the idea, Queen Alpha 2?
Maybe I can play Rook Alpha 8.
But Black's got three defenders on the Bravo 8 Knight.
Yeah.
What would be a plan for Black? Is to play Bishop Bravo 2, sorry, white, Bishop Bravo 2. Mm. Oh, it doesn't work. I was going to put a rook on Alpha 8 and maneuver the foxtrot rook to Bravo 7, but it doesn't do any good because black only needs to lift the queen off the back rank and the knight is defended. Mind you, he played rook Alpha 8, maneuvered the foxtrot rook to Bravo 7. And managed to get your queen to Alpha 7, you would be triply attacking the Bravo 8 Knight and winning it.
Right. That's plan.
I don't see what black can do about that. White would be giving up two rooks, or black would be losing knight and queen for two white rooks. That's good for white. Okay, well, I'll kind of miss that plan.
Got better, maybe.
Well, I think looking at this, he doesn't need it, does he? I mean, all right, the position doesn't win itself, but white's got very much the better of it.
That's for sure. In a way, white has already won the knight, so in a way, maybe he doesn't have to go and actually carry it out. He can just
So he can leave the knight where it is.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, if you can win it for free.
Mm.
Okay, the game move for white is rook alpha 7.
Mm.
It's tying down the queen to protecting Charlie 7. So what we have, the queen side now consists of the black queen and black knight. That's 12 points being totally tied down by two white pawns, all right, maybe three white pawns, and a rook. Oh, and three black pawns are being tied down by three white pawns, so they cancel out. So basically, it's a rook is outplaying a black queen and a black knight. Okay.
And white's rook is very active on alpha 7.
Yeah, it ties the black queen down, or it ties someone down in the black army to continually protecting it. All right, game move for black. Black finally listens to us. Game move for black is pawn echo 5.
Yeah.
Well, now black can put a rook on echo 7, which releases the queen. All right, I think white has again reached this the strong player's philosophy of do no harm. Do no harm and see if the opponent will harm themselves.
Yeah, black is good at that.
Well, black invented the knight Charlie 6 to alpha 5 idea. Mm. And it took 6 moves to get back to Bravo 8 where it is trapped.
Tempe, do harm to yourself. Yeah. Mm.
So the game move for white is do no harm. White in the game plays King Hotel 2, which overprotects Hotel 3. So now the bishop on golf 2 is free to move if it wants to. Okay, so King Hotel 2. All right. Anything you can do, I can do better, says black.
Mm, or worse.
Game move for black is King Hotel 7. Yeah.
Maybe the knight should have gone there instead. Oops. That's strange. Oh.
Well, it's gone now.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Maybe the knight.
And then
put some fox. At least you look as if you're doing something, don't you?
Yeah, and you in a way you are. You know, and then you push the foxtrot pawn, the other pawns, and I'm sure it's no good, but and
at least it's something.
But it's something, yeah. And miracles can happen.
Yeah, and don't forget, it's a simultaneous blindfold.
Yes.
So he's got to hold all these positions in his head, calculate, and I suppose tiredness isn't an issue. Alakhan would have been, what, in his 40s?
He was such a fast.
Maybe at mid-30s, so, you know.
I think he told us once, I think it was Alakhan, that for... like the most difficult move he ever made when it was a really, really, really good move. It took him like 9 minutes.
Right. So that's the equivalent of us spending a month on a move. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, yeah, if you start pushing those pawns down, you did definitely, you're better off with complications. You know, especially with simultaneous blindfolds, Something could happen.
Yeah. I mean, you should do this in a club game anyway. Irrespective of, you know, if you just sit back and wait for your opponents to come at you, they slowly but surely should.
They will, yeah, especially good players will.
Oh, the strong players will, yeah.
It's actually not too bad a strategy at the weaker player end, because people go in and try to attack the hedgehog, and they make a mistake usually, and then they lose. But the good players don't do that.
Okay, so the black queen side is tied down by one rook, and black is sort of trying to make moves. I think black really in playing pawn echo 5 is just simply looking at trying to put a rook on the 7th rank, on his 2nd rank, rook echo 7.
Just in general, he plays too defensively, and that's a bad idea in chess because it's really an offensive game in general.
Yeah. Well, think of it as boxing. I mean, how do you ever win a boxing match? By just standing where you are.
Blocking punches. That doesn't do it.
Yeah, blocking punches, that's it. Yeah. Okay. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't know what some players' mentality is, but, you know, I heard one player get up from a board saying, well, at least I forced him to make 55 moves.
Exactly, yeah, like that's an accomplishment.
yeah, so it took a player 55 moves. You know, there might be, say, 600 ELO points between them, and they feel it's a point of pride that they survived for 55 moves.
Mm. But they never had a chance.
they never had a chance, you're right. They never threatened their opponents. They just sat back, absorbed it all, and just shuffled the pieces round, and the opponent just didn't try to blitz them off the board, but just slowly squeezed here, slight advantage there, win a pawn round about move 40 or so, and it you still need to convert up to a queen. Okay. So black's playing king, habitat 7. And this is effectively saying to white, I'm not going to play creatively. I want you to beat me.
Come and get me.
Okay. Oh, white to play. Any ideas?
Knight delta 5.
It's a move that is going to be played sooner or later. Yep. It forces the exchange because you are doubly attacking Charlie Sam. Maybe you can get on with something else before doing that. That's a fairly committal move because it forces a response. So maybe you can hold that sort of move back for a few moves, get on with something else first. Strengthen your position before playing knight delta 5.
Mm-hmm. And general white does not want exchanges.
Yeah, well, you can't avoid them ultimately. If you're going to make progress, you've got to start prodding forwards.
Right. But delaying them is often a good idea. Especially black has a cramped position.
Yeah. All right. Well, what white decides, it's time to put some tension into the position.
The fox game move, four?
Yeah, that's the game move. The game move for white is pawn, fox, dot four. So it just leaves Black wondering, should Black take or not? We haven't had any tension on the pawns. And, oh, yes, well, not really, no. We had pawn Bravo 4 and Black took immediately. Now Black's got to decide, should Black trade or should Black sit tight and do nothing?
And it's developing his last piece, the Foxtrot Rook.
Yeah, White's Foxtrot 1 Rook is beginning to feel it's joining in now.
So if you don't take it, I will push to Foxtrot 5, maybe.
Yeah, I know. I think you got to take it. Because it opens up Black's rook and his bishop both.
Okay. Game move for Black is Rook Echo 7. So Black's protecting Charlie 7 again. And if Black really wanted to go defensive, he could now play Knight Echo 8. Push the Foxtrot 7 pawn to Foxtrot 5 and double rooks on his second rank by lifting Rook Foxtrot 8 to Foxtrot 7 and just sit there and say, come at me. Yeah, come and get me.
Try to get me again. And Alakon would find a way, I bet.
The stronger player would, but it takes a long time to organize this.
And as we keep saying, yeah, it's a simultaneous blindfold. So.
Yeah, so he's got virtually no thinking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the position gets kind of weird later. I mean, the position now is close enough to the opening that you sort of know where things are, you know, like Black's castle and stuff, and the Fianchetto, but later things are more scrambled.
Yeah, well, I can't think like a grandmaster. I don't know how clear the image is in their head.
Yeah, it's probably practically the same as seeing it.
it might well be. Might well be.
Anyway, okay, so.
And the really world-class players tend to have what you could think as virtually a photographic memory. I think virtually everyone who's made it to the world championship title has got close enough to what you would regard as a very, very good memory. Maybe not totally photographic in as much as everything is recorded, but the vast, vast majority is. I mean, Fischer was supposed to have a perfect memory.
There's interesting psychological experiments where they show grandmasters real positions. They also show them scrambled, unreal positions. And they can remember the real positions easily, but the unreal ones they cannot.
They did this to Nigel Short. When around about the time Nigel Short was playing against Kasparov in the World Championship, They invited him to walk past six chessboards, and he would be allowed 12 seconds for the whole walk, 2 seconds per board. And Short's comment was, that's a luxury, that. and he did it. He walked past all six boards and gave the precise six positions in another room. I think he was asked to set them up. And he set up all six positions perfectly because his brain understood the patterns on the board. But then they gave him six more with nonsense positions whereby, you know, White has two bishops on the light square, some Black has two kings.
Right.
And,
the first rank and a white pawn on the eighth rank and all that kind of stuff.
and clusters of black pieces in the white position and
all mixed together.
All mixed up. Yeah.
And they can't do it.
Yeah, and pieces on freeze all over the place. So yeah, you could have a white knight sitting on Bravo one, and a black knight on Bravo one, and a white rook on Alpha one, and a white bishop on Charlie one, and it doesn't make sense to them.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, because the positions they get are always sensible, and the positions they study are always sensible looking. Yeah. So it's not necessarily photographic, but it's comprehension of chess as well as good memory. So Short clearly didn't have a photographic memory, but he has an excellent chess memory. Mm. Okay. So this is getting crucial. There'll be many ways for White to play this, but it's clear Black is just here to defend, isn't it? Black's not crossed the halfway. Black's not crossed the halfway mark, has he? Has Black played any moves in the opponent's half of the board yet? Yeah, he took on Bravo 4. Alpha 5 took Bravo 4. That's the only time he's gone into the opponent's half. But you have to beat these players.
Yeah, they huddle on the first three ranks, and then you gotta win and get them. And it's at our level, it's not so easy, especially. But grandmasters can pick those apart pretty easily, I think.
Yeah. They set it up so as that they'll put a little bit of tension into the position, and when the opponent doesn't respond with activity, they just get small advantages here and there, and they just know as the advantages accumulate that will bring in the win. Whereas we sit there going, well, I know I've got a small advantage there, but I don't know how I'm going to use it. Okay. So.
Wait. Yeah, I guess you either push pass and then pawn storm, or I suppose you could just take it and that'd be another approach. Probably on the general grounds that you still want to have a grand position, push past.
Taking is better, I think.
It could be better.
Well, and after you can play knight delta 5.
Yeah, well, I think at some point you have to open up the position. If I was playing somebody stronger than me, I'd be tempted to push past and try and squeeze. You know, maybe then I'd be thinking of pawn echo 4 to support foxtrot 5, and then massing something behind the golf and hotel pawns and push those forward.
Yep.
And there's still the long-term plan of putting a rook on Bravo 7, putting a rook on Alpha 8, transferring your queen to Alpha 7. But, you know, try opening it up first and see what happens. I'm not saying which is the best move here, opening it up with foxtrot 8 second or pushing past pawn foxtrot 5. Some players like to push past pawns all the time. Other players like to open it up for their pieces. It all depends on your style of play. So it's the type of move that suits your style of play and not necessarily objectively the best move. I mean, sometimes you should play certain moves to close the position. But if you like an active open position, opening it up might be a bad move in some senses because it gives your opponents lots of activity. But if you like activity yourself and can play actively, then sometimes playing what the grandmasters would call a bad move is perfectly playable for you because it will produce this type of game in which you play well. Okay, so the game for White is foxtrot takes echo 5. White opens the position up. Black in the game. Wow. Well, it's two-way capture. Which do you think? Pawn or rook?
Probably the rook.
bear in mind it's black trying to hold everything, so you're right.
Mm-hmm.
The game move is rook takes pawn.
Keeps a more solid pawn structure.
Yeah, but I think if you were looking to get something out of this, you have to take with the pawn. Black is clearly thinking that this is the sort of game you should just sit there and hold it. Whereas if you wanted to try and squeeze something out, you must take the pawn. It will give white activity, but at least you get something yourself. Okay, game move for black is rook takes pawn, echo 5.
Well, so it is a very good rook right now.
Well, it's better than the other one. Okay, so rook takes echo 5. Game move for white is bishop foxtrot 4.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, black isn't bothered. The rook on echo 5 retreats to echo 7.
There's a combo now.
Well, you wonder if bishop takes delta 6.
I don't know if white wants to bother with it.
Well, it wins an exchange if black doesn't. It wins an exchange no matter what, doesn't it?
And yeah, bishop takes delta 6, Charlie takes, and rook takes Eva 7.
Have I got this right? Hang on, I'll check my score sheet. Ah, that's why, because the rook on echo 5 retreats to echo 8, not 7.
Because he still had the combo anyway.
Yeah. Okay, apologies there. The game move is rook on echo 5 retreats to echo 8. And the reason why it doesn't go to echo 7 is because white has bishop taken down to 6.
Yeah.
Which skewers the rooks. And if what black were to take, Charlie takes down to 6, rook takes echo 7, as you pointed out. Okay. So that will be a winning advantage for white. So the rook on echo 5 will go to echo 8. So, yet again, this is the favourite phrase of Kasparov. Every piece of mine is better than every piece of yours. And I think that's true here. Maybe the knight on Foxtrot 6 and the knight on Charlie 3 are roughly equal. No, they're not. The knight on Charlie 3 is better because it can go to Delta 5, whereas the knight on Foxtrot 6 cards. So every piece of white better than every piece of black.
Black just lost another tempo.
Yeah. All right. So the game move for white is what you've been wanting to play for a good while. Mm-hmm. Game move for white is knight delta 5. Which forces the reply, because if black does nothing, white will just take the Charlie 7 pawn, probably with the knight.
Yeah.
Then come back knight delta 5, then start ganging up on the Bravo 6 pawn. It's all over.
Queenside pawns will fall.
Yeah, everything falls apart. So black has no choice. The game move for black is knight takes knight delta 5. Okay, white to play. Which way are you going to recapture?
Okay, pawn takes, I think.
Okay. That limits the bishop. I think I would take with the bishop.
Yeah, there's a reason, there's a strong reason why the bishop is favoured.
Well, the foxtrot 7.
Well, you're poking in that direction, yeah. Yeah, the game move for white is bishop takes. There's a reason why he's not recapturing with the pawn.
Yeah, because he will take delta 6 maybe with bishop. So open up the rook and.
I mean, there might be
and bishop.
Yeah, so you're wondering about combinations ending up on Foxtrot 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're already pointing at that with two things, the bishop and the rook.
Yeah, I mean, every white piece is now better than every black piece, that's a fact.
And since the king moved, the Foxtrot 7 pawn is protected only once.
Yeah, the king goes back to golf 8, it's walking into another pin. So it's very uncomfortable. It's, you know, the black should be doing something like bishop Foxtrot 6, king golf 7, maybe. But the king on the seventh rank is a little bit awkward. I mean, despite the fact there's 1, 2, 3 units in between, X-ray attacks can't be ignored. You can't do anything with it yet, but, you know, as the game goes on, no, there's a reason why white wants to keep a pawn on Charlie 4. But this is going to be much later on in the game. Obviously, I don't think Alekhine's seen the game continuation because Alekhine couldn't predict the style of moves that Black is going to play. So really, Alekhine won't be doing very heavy analysis of variations, and he's thinking more in general strategic terms of where to make the breaks and. Which pieces he wants on which squares, when ideas come from Black. So where are we? It's getting on a bit. Right, so bishop up there. So it's bishop takes delta 5. Game move for Black is queen delta 8. So Black's trying to get the queen back into play.
White was kind of threatening bishop takes delta 6.
Yeah, he will take with queen then, right?
Yeah, but I mean before the queen move, because then the other rook gets everything. Three things start hitting Foxtrot 7, and they can make an attack over there.
Yeah. And moreover, if the white bishop ever ends up on Foxtrot 7, there will be a double attack on Golf 6, queen on Charlie 2, and the bishop on Foxtrot 7 will be ganging up on Golf 6.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're right. A sort of combination is in the air. Bishop takes Delta 6, Charlie takes Delta 6, and maybe bishop takes Foxtrot 7. But Black will probably have to give up the rook. Look for two bishops. I'm not quite sure that's a good combination just yet, but you know, maybe White could prepare it and leave it in the air. But it's been ruled out anyway now. Queen Delta 8. Okay.
Well, maybe we'll see how Alekhine thinks, because he might want to kind of show off with a fancy combination anyway, even though he could sort of grind it out if he wants to, or. He might just want to be sure he wins, so he grinds it out. We'll kind of see what happens.
Alekhine isn't a fool. I mean, there's a phrase, isn't there? Top always sacrifices. Well, that's not true, because I've seen wonderful positional games by Tal. It's just that sometimes he sets up for sacrifices and goes for them. But he doesn't do it every game. You know, I've seen him open with the English. And do a nice positional squeeze. If you saw the game, you'd say, this is Petrosian, or this is possibly Botvinnik. But you'd never say it's Tal.
Right. I guess number one priority is still to win. Then secondary is other things.
Yeah, I mean, challenge match with Bob Vinnick was playing Stonemore Dutchers, and he was playing them strategically. And he was getting squeezed because Bob Vinnick's the Bob Vinnick's just an excellent positional player. So, yeah. Okay, so it's white to play, and we're back into grandmaster mode again. It's just I'm just going to make moves that squeeze you. White in the game plays pawn hotel 4. Okay, there's a possibility of going pawn hotel 5 in the air. Because that golf six pawn is in a pair, and he doesn't need to do it yet. And also, he's maintaining his bishop on foxtrot 4. He's stopping black from going pawn golf. Well, black can't go pawn golf 5 yet. So again, it's just a good, solid move. White saying, I'll keep everything I've got, and I want you to make a move. Okay. So pawn hotel 4. Black in the game plays queen echo 7. So again, it's keeping a defense on delta 6. So it's ganging up and queen takes echo 2. Maybe, maybe not. You have to calculate it, whether it's a threat or not. Queen echo 7 is doubling on echo 2.
Maybe exchanging queens. Black would really should really like that.
Yeah, but if white ever comes in, rook takes Charlie 7, delta 6 might drop off, bravo 6 might drop off.
Obviously it's a one position for white, and it's Alakai who's white, so that's a pretty good situation.
Yeah, but if black has two moves, queen takes echo 2 is check.
Yeah.
And so white would probably play rook foxtrot 2. Which would allow black the opportunity to trade queens, white the captures, and then give black the opportunity to try and protect Charlie 7 again.
Defend somehow, yeah.
Yeah. So Alakai is not good. Alakai isn't going to let queen takes echo 2 happen. So white in the game plays pawn echo 4. Game move pawn echo 4. Only move 29, and he plays pawn echo 4. So that saves the pawn permanently, and it says to black, what are you going to do now? It stopped the tactics on golf 6. The queen on Charlie 2 is no longer. Probing at golf 6, hotel 7. Well, it is, but it's a lot harder to do something with it. Right. Black in the game plays king, hotel 8. So black saying, beat me. Which is what black's been saying virtually all game, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. All right. So white in the game says, "All right.
Well,
I can do similar to you." White in the game plays king golf 2. Hmm. Maybe he's not happy. Maybe he wants another. He's just doing something that doesn't lose anything, doesn't give anything away, and he's not certain about the position. Yeah.
What was the black move after echo 4?
King hotel 8. Okay. And white game move is king golf 2.
Yeah.
All right. If anything, white king is slightly closer to the center for an ending. Not that that's really going to matter, because black's a piece down for the ending. And it's saying to black, all right, you know, I want to see if you're going to do something first. It also protects his Foxtrot One Rock, because that was unprotected. So maybe it's just avoiding tricks involving maybe the Fox or say Rook getting activity. I can't see how he's going to organize it just yet.
Well, we might want to play Rook Hotel One and then push the golf pawn.
In fact, pawn golf five could be awkward here for Black, couldn't it? If Black plays after King golf two, if Black plays pawn golf five, what does White do? Yeah. Well, there's pawn echo five check. That's clever. Okay, it's Black to play. If pawn golf five, we go pawn echo five check. Oh no, it's not check. King's on hotel eight. So can Black win a piece with pawn golf five?
Why does that win a piece? I don't get it.
The bishop on Foxtrot 4 can't move. Oh, it can, sorry. Yeah, no, it can retreat. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Having a bad day at the office.
Yeah.
Okay, so pawn golf 5 doesn't win a piece. In fact, it probably breaks up Black's defences.
Yeah, opens himself up.
Yeah, okay. All right. For better or worse, Black's gonna go for it at last. Game move for Black is pawn Foxtrot 5. Well, I suppose the heavy pieces, Foxtrot 8, Echo 8, Queen Echo 7, are all lined up, so maybe pawn Foxtrot 5 is the right idea. Though White, quite what White was going to do if Black hadn't played pawn Foxtrot 5, I don't know.
Yeah.
Of course, now Golf 6 is underprotected. Okay. Any ideas what White should do?
Black is threatening pawn takes pawn.
Is Black threatening to win this pawn? Not really. Oh yeah, Black is threatening to play Fox Foxtrot takes Echo 4, winning a pawn.
Yeah.
White can take Foxtrot 5 and Queen Echo to check. Queen takes, check, Rook Foxtrot 2. So then.
That is when you lose a piece. Okay. Not quite. You just about get away with it. Okay, pawn takes Foxtrot 5. Queen Echo 2, check. Queen takes Queen, Rook takes Rook Foxtrot 2. Rook takes Foxtrot 2 for Black. King takes. And then Black will be a pawn down. The Charlie 7 pawn will be attacked, and White will also be threatening pawn takes golf 6. So if you go pawn takes pawn, Black does not play Queen Echo 2 check. Black must do something else.
Or after rook echo 2, rook foxtrot 2, then bishop delta 4 he can play as well, I think.
No, there's rook, black, white plays rook takes rook echo 2.
Yeah, right. So, yeah.
No, why should
black threatening to take the Charlie 7, so.
White is threatening to take Charlie 7 if the black queen moves, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but white just puts more tension into the game. White in the game plays rook echo 1.
Yeah.
A double-edged move because you're putting an extra attack on the black queen, but you've also walked into a pin. You can't play echo 4 takes foxtrot 5 now.
Right.
You lose a whole rook. All right. Back in the game, plays King Hotel 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just going to keep doing nothing.
It is dangerous to put stuff on the 7th rank because of that Alpha 7 rook.
Hang on, I've got... Something's wrong here. My notes are all over the place. This position is wrong. Mm-hmm. I've just scrunched up the notepaper. Oh dear. This is not the right position. Where are we? There we go. So, well, I'm convinced I read that correctly. There you go. Okay, so I'm not having a good day.
You may want to play only one game, by the way, I think.
Okay. I can't read my notes now either, because I've scrunched up. I do my notes on two pages. Queen Echo 7, what happened then? Ah, okay, I got it now, okay. That's why. All right, put the Echo 4 pawn back on Echo 3, and then it all makes sense. When the Black Queen came to Echo 7, I said white pushed pawn Echo 4.
Yeah.
It didn't. The pawn went to Echo 3.
Huh.
So it protected the bishop, and the bishop protected it. And then, after pawn Echo 3, so we've not lost much. Pawn Echo 3, the position isn't lost. After pawn Echo 3, I think Black played a king move. Echo 3, well, that's the Black played a king move, King Hotel 8. And then after King Hotel 8, White played King Golf 2. And Black played pawn Foxtrot 5. So all you need to do is pull your pawn back to Echo 3, and we're back into the correct game continuation. Sorry, it didn't really alter much.
Yeah.
White's put the rook on Echo 1, so all you need to do is retract the pawn to Echo 3, and it's black, and whose move is it now?
The last move you get was King to...
Hotel 7, yeah. So it's white to play. White's got a rook on Echo 1, Black's got a king on Hotel 7, it's white to play.
White may have been tempting to sack bishop. Bishop then did not have a retreat. Black pushes the golf pawn, but I can't. I think White could give up the bishop and kill Black's king. I think somehow.
Yeah, there was with the pawn on Echo 3. There is a possibility of pawn golf 5 trapping it, isn't there?
Yeah, right. I think it's a.
With the king back on Hotel 8, yeah?
I think Black is going to lose that. I'll kind of figure that out. But maybe it's still Black's best shot. Piece is a piece. What the hell?
Yeah, but technically Bach's a piece down anyway, isn't he? So.
Yeah, right.
And the best you can get for it is a pawn. All right. White decides it's time to start fighting. White in the game plays pawn echo 4.
Well, now it's echo 4. Oh.
Well, if black plays fox front takes echo 4, white can go rook takes echo 4 now and disrupt the black queen. So black isn't interested in playing fox front takes echo 4.
Okay.
Yep. Well, a bit of a strange move, this, but there you go. Oh, is that the threat? No, I don't see what the threat is. Maybe white is going to play rook echo 3, and then echo takes foxtrot 5 is a threat. The rook echo 3 protects the rook from the bishop on foxtrot 4. So it looks as if white's going to get the echo file with the rook no matter what. So this is why black does this. Black is trying desperately to block the echo file. Game move for black is bishop echo 5. Hoping that white will go bishop takes bishop and black can go pawn takes bishop. But black could have had a pawn on echo 5 anyway a while back. Okay, so black's played bishop echo 5, protected by delta 6. So black's trying to get everything, protecting everything else. You know, if he had time for rook foxtrot 7, say, something like that, maybe. Okay, any ideas for white? Black's just played bishop echo 5.
Be right back.
Be back.
Echo takes Foxtrot 5.
Okay. Well, that then puts the Echo 5, Black Echo 5 Bishop in a pin, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the game move. The game move for White is Echo 4 takes Foxtrot 5, and then it's the Black Bishop who's in a pin. Okay. So Echo 4 takes Foxtrot 5, and it's Black to play. Which way are you going to take? The pawn or the rook?
Probably with pawn, because if you take with rook, then white can play bishop echo 4. So, but anyway, you can play rook, maybe foxtrot 6, I don't know.
But then pawn golf 5, hotel 5 comes in.
Yeah, so.
And then white gets a strong pass pawn on the 6th, or white just might just take it with the bishop. Yeah, so the game move is Echo 4 takes Foxtrot 5. And we think if Rook takes Foxtrot 5, White could go Bishop Echo 4, pushes Rook Foxtrot 6, pawn Hotel 5, and White's winning at least a pawn. Mm-hmm. And the Knight Squared Bishop is floating around all over the place. Okay, the game move for Black is Golf 6 takes Foxtrot 5. Right, white to play. Any ideas? Right, I think this is a very difficult move to find.
Especially if you're blindfolded in a simultaneous.
Yeah. Okay, where's the weak points in the black position, would you say? Who's feeling the most uncomfortable in the black position?
Besides the Bravo Knight?
Oh, he's feeling perfectly comfortable. Nothing can attack him. Who's under the most pressure?
Black King is not too happy.
Okay, yeah.
Black Bishop.
Black Bishop on Echo 5, yeah. If there were no Delta 6 pawn, it would be in trouble.
Charlie 5.
Okay, Charlie 5 is an idea. Well, clearly Black is not going to go Delta takes Charlie 5, now is he?
Yeah, he will take with Bravo, or not take, of course.
All right, pawn Charlie 5, the idea. Clearly Delta takes Charlie 5, anything takes Echo 5 is good for Black, White. I take with the rook, yeah.
So if take with Bravo?
Well, if he takes with the Bravo pawn, when a unit moves, it vacates a square for somebody else, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
White can play Bravo 6.
White, so if Charlie 5, if Black takes, White can play pawn Bravo 6, and the pinned Charlie 7 pawn is in all sorts of trouble, and there's a black queen on Echo 7 and a black king on Hotel 7.
Isn't
that? Yeah. And if White plays Charlie 5 and Black, say, shuffles the king back somewhere, White can simply play Bravo. Charlie takes Bravo 6 because the Charlie 7 pawn is still pinned. Yeah. And then the next move, White is going to play Bravo 6 takes Charlie 7. and the Bravo 8 Knight has got nowhere to go. Game move, pawn Charlie 5. Exploiting the fact that the Echo 5 bishop is very uncomfortable. Well, black in the game can't really allow Bravo, because if black allows Charlie 5 takes Bravo 6, white will then play Bravo 6 takes Charlie 7 and have two Charlie pawns and a Bravo pawn. If black at least plays Bravo 6 takes Charlie 5, at least one of the queenside pawns is blocked.
Yep.
So the game move for black is Bravo 6 takes Charlie 5. And the game move for white is to play pawn Bravo 6.
Oh boy.
Now.
So white's doubled on Charlie 7. Well, black just simply defends it with rook Charlie 8. Game move. Game move for black is rook Charlie 8.
Okay, go to Bravo 7 then. Why not? Very powerful pawn on 7 rank.
Yeah, but you'll never get any past it. All right, you're still a knight up for the ending, but now your rook has to remain on the alpha file. Otherwise, the knight on Bravo 8 can come out to alpha 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. This is a virtually impossible move to find, or is it?
Let's think.
All right. Where's the big weakness in the black? Well, all right. List several of the weaknesses in the black position, and which one can you target the easiest?
Well, this is the seventh rank weakness for black.
Across the seventh rank, yeah, that's nasty. The queen on Echo 7 and the king on Hotel 7.
Yeah. Very weak.
Right. When the rook on Echo 8 moved to Charlie 8, it did two things. It protected Charlie 8, but it also did something else.
Unprotected the bishop one time.
Okay, so the Echo 5 bishop has got one less protection. And it also did something else. When it moved from Echo 8 to Charlie 8.
Oh.
It left the black queen unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
So this means the Echo 5 bishop is in an even worse position than it was a move ago. So how do you put pressure on black's position? Well, the Echo 5 bishop can't move, can it? Because the Yo rook takes queen check.
Yes. Okay, why we cannot play gold 4?
You can if you want. Black might play rook to the gold file.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But not. No, I can't take with bishop.
Oh yeah, well, your bishop might be strong from that rook, but yeah. Nah, I think you take the rook.
Queen gold 7 maybe.
That's slightly better, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, golf four. Okay, if there's nothing better in the position, you can look at moves like that. No, we're trying to explore. Ideally, we'd like to have play rook takes queen check, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
So, is rook takes queen check a very strong move? Anyway, if you could play rook takes queen check, you'd be doubling on Charlie 7, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Almost on position.
So what price are you willing to play? What price are you willing to pay to get in rook takes queen check?
I can give up your own queen.
Or offer your own queen up, yeah. If you can play rook takes queen check now, you'll pick off Charlie 7 as well, wouldn't you? So you can afford to give your own queen to win your opponent's queen. Well, queen takes fox.5 won't do it, because rook takes, that's not doing it.
Queen takes Charlie 5 does not do anything.
No, queen takes Charlie 5 just loses your whole queen, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you're winning a piece for it, but it's not good enough. Nowhere near. No.
So what? What it takes. Okay. Queen Charlie 3.
And if black were to play bishop takes Charlie 3, you have rook takes echo 7 check, an indirect queen trade.
Yeah.
And then you're following it up with the rook on echo 7 takes Charlie 7. And then if black moves the rook sideways, you've got a mate in 2. The black king will come forward to golf 6, of course. But if it went backwards to hotel 8, there's possibilities of once the rook's double of rook hotel 7, immediate mate. So, suggest move queen Charlie 3, putting pressure on echo 5. And if black takes it, bishop takes Charlie 3, rook takes echo 7 check. The king moves to golf 6, and then rook on echo 7 takes Charlie 7. And then if black plays rook takes rook, the pawn takes Charlie 7, traps the knight. And if black doesn't take the rook, white just hammers the rooks across the 7th rank. So the game move for white is queen Charlie 3.
Wow.
Yeah. And the game move for black?
Alekhine is impressive. With that move.
Yeah. He certainly understands tactics, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great tactical imagination, yeah. Well, tactics flow from a superior position, and that's what the grandmasters do. They get a superior position, and the tactics flow. All right, the game. Sorry, go on.
And they find them.
Oh yeah, and they find them, and they can calculate them mostly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, black is now threatened with losing. Bishop takes echo 5, delta takes echo 5, rook takes echo 5, or maybe queen takes echo 5. It doesn't really matter. Black's losing a pawn. So the game move for black is rook on foxtrot to echo ace. Rook on foxtrot, echo ace.
Yeah.
Okay, so black's just about holding in again. Black's just about getting a defence. But black is really getting tied up now. because the Charlie 7 rook is tied down to defending Charlie. Charlie 8 rook is tied down to end Charlie 7. Charlie 7 is pinned to the queen and king on the, along the second rank. And the queen and rook have got to stay protecting. What if black is given one move, black can play queen, foxtrot 6. And then maybe black's holding it.
You can play bishop takes queen, can't you? Isn't that the threat now?
The threat, black is threatening bishop takes queen, yeah?
Yeah. Winning. Wow.
Yeah. So it's white to play. What are you going to do?
Mm. You can't allow that. Well,
so you've got to do something about, you've got to protect your queen in some way.
Mm. You probably could play bishop takes bishop, but that may be too liquidating. Isn't the queen overloaded, the black queen? Something like, well, bishop takes bishop, and then pawn takes pawn. It forces rook takes pawn. When rook takes rook, queen takes rook, and then white comes charging in on the king side.
So you're looking at ideas involving bishop takes bishop, echo 5, delta takes, obviously. Then you go pawn takes pawn on Charlie 7, which forces black to go rook takes rook. And then you're looking at trading pair of rooks on Charlie 7. Unfortunately, the queen will still guard echo 5.
Yeah.
You queen will still guard echo 5 from Charlie 7.
Yeah. But somehow the queen is overloaded, so it's somehow to take advantage of that. So. Might just attack the black foxtrot pawn with the queen.
Black will just go back with rook foxtrot 8 again. And then we're repeating positions.
So can white play? Now black is not threatening queen, it's bishop takes queen.
Black is threatening bishop takes. Yeah, because that means white loses a rook. Black is threatening bishop takes Charlie 3, and if white goes rook takes echo 7, black goes rook takes echo 7, winning a rook.
I'm reminding you.
Though white will have bishop takes pawn delta 6, so there might be some compensation here, but I very much doubt it.
I'm reminding you. Exercise.
I mean, white might get some material back.
Mm-hmm.
Queen echo 3.
Which threatens bishop takes hotel 6. Black can go bishop foxtrot 6. And just lose the queen echo 3, bishop foxtrot 6. White just goes bishop takes hotel 6.
Yeah.
Okay, queen echo 3 might be of value. Black might just go pawn hotel 5. Because queen echo 3 doesn't increase the pressure on echo 5. Queen echo 3, pawn hotel 5, bishop golf 5. You might be able to get something going there. I'm not convinced. There's lots of ways for white to hold this, obviously. I mean, white's not losing this, is it? So you could do it, lots of safe moves and maybe not convert. But you could find lots of easy moves here, couldn't you, for white? Lots of safe moves. You could just go Queen Charlie 2 or Queen Echo 3.
I would play Bishop takes Echo 5 if I were
Alex. Okay. Yeah. Okay, and you might be able to go Rook Delta 1 to Delta 7 maybe at some point. Okay, this is what White does. White plays Bishop takes Bishop Echo 5. Oh. And clearly Black must take with the pawn. Black must play Delta 6 takes Echo 5. The game move for White is Bishop takes Echo 5. And the game move for Black is Delta 6 takes Echo 5. Okay, any ideas? Just examine the tactics. I mean, what's the obvious tactic to look at first? All right, where are the tactics? Examine all the captures.
Yes, Bravo 6 pawn stuff.
Okay, pawn takes Charlie 7, black goes rook takes Charlie 7, white rook takes rook Charlie 7, black queen takes Charlie 7. We haven't really got anywhere, have we? Okay, any more tactics? Tactics are captures. I'm not saying sensible captures. Tactics are captures. You examine captures. So, any more captures?
Lots of.
Well, give me one.
What takes one? Well, what takes.
Echo 5, okay. Black will go queen takes rook echo 5. Now, what are you going to do? You examine tactics, you go down the line, no matter how stupid they look.
Takes queen, queen takes queen, queen takes queen.
Okay, so we're looking at rook takes echo 5, black queen takes echo 5, white queen takes echo 5, black rook takes echo 5. Any more captures left?
Rook takes Charlie 7, check.
And if rook takes rook, you have to play pawn takes rook, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That attacks the knight, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now rook. The rook will go to the back rank.
Echo 8.
Yeah.
So, pawn takes knight.
Yeah, and then the rook will take that. And then you're left with a bishop and pawn.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at this line again. Rook takes pawn, queen takes rook. Queen takes echo 5, black rook takes echo 5. White rook takes rook, check. Now, if black moves the king, you simply get the rook. Rook back with rook takes Charlie 8 check. Or rook takes Charlie 8 and the knight is still in deep trouble. So after rook takes Charlie 7 check, black rook takes rook, Bravo 6 takes Charlie 7. If the knight moves, we promote, thank you very much, Charlie 8. If knight after 6, we promote. So black must drag the rook back to echo 8. And then as you say, white can go pawn takes knight Charlie 8, Bravo 8, rook takes Bravo 8. And white's left with a bishop on delta 5 and a pawn on Charlie 6. So you can exchange down if you do this. You win a piece back. You lose a rook on echo 5, but you win a piece back on Bravo 8, so you can exchange down. But you've got a passed pawn on Charlie 6. Can you do anything with it?
Then I can play bishop echo 6.
And your threatening pawn, Charlie 7 and Charlie 8.
Right.
And when you play bishop echo 6, the black rook cannot come to the Charlie file to take rook takes Charlie 6. And after bishop echo 6, if rook bravo 6, pawn Charlie 7, rook Charlie 6, pawn Charlie 7, rook Charlie 6, and pawn Charlie 8 again, promotes.
Yeah.
One last line to look at is when the bishop comes in on echo 6, rook bravo 6, pawn Charlie 7, is rook takes bishop echo 6.
No problem, queen.
And then you queen, and then you queen, and then you have queen and two pawns against rook and three. And the open nature of the position, I think, should favour the queen.
Then.
A grandmaster technique, I think it's a clear win. Club player, I could see black getting away with the draw.
He has to try to build a fortress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think the kingside pawn structure is not favourable. If black had a pawn, if the foxtrot 5 pawn was back on golf 7, I think black could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even without the Charlie pawn. But with the pawn structure, hotel 6, foxtrot 5, They're too far advanced.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, white will come in with king and queen, and it'll just squeeze the rook in such a way as pawns just start dropping. So, do you want to have one last look at this? Rook takes pawn, echo 5. Queen takes the rook on echo 5. White queen takes queen. Black rook takes queen, echo 5. The black echo 8 rook has come off the background, so the Charlie 8 rook is unprotected. That's the important point. The Charlie 8 rook is unprotected. So when white plays rook takes pawn, Charlie 7, black can't just move the king because the Charlie 8 rook drops off and the Bravo 8 knight will go with it. And then white's queenside pawns, two connected past pawns, will just queen. So after rook takes pawn, Charlie 7, black has no choice but to play rook takes rook, Charlie 7. Bravo takes Charlie 7. And if the knight moves, pawn, Charlie 8, queen, thank you. So the echo 5 rook must retreat. And then white can choose between moves like bishop echo 6 or pawn takes knight. Bishop echo 6 might be a mistake because black can play knight takes pawn, Charlie 6. Pawn, Charlie 8, rook takes queen, bishop takes queen. And believe it or not, black's got a winning ending, I think.
That would be something.
Yeah. So when white plays rook takes pawn, Charlie 7 check, black trades, you take with the pawn. And then when black plays rook to the back rank, you take your knight from Bravo 8. Black recaptures it. And then you play bishop echo 6. You cover the promotion square, and the black rook can't get at the Charlie 6 pawn in time. If the black rook was on alpha 8 instead of bravo 8, black would have rook alpha 7 to prevent pawn Charlie 7. But because the rook is on bravo 8, it cannot go rook bravo 7 to get to the 7th rank. So this is the point I'm trying to make. Tactics are just captures. There's good tactics and bad tactics. But you don't find out it's a good tactic until you go down the line. You don't find out it's a bad tactic until you go down the line.
Yeah.
So you have to have the courage to look at something takes echo 5, realizing you're giving up a rook. And then at the end of the sequence, you see rook takes pawn, Charlie 7, and you realize that the black rook on Charlie 8 must capture. And when the pawn captures, you're threatening to play pawn takes knight immediately. And then you still have to look further because you're an exchange down. But if you can spend time to find bishop echo 6, and you realize that the Charlie pawn is going to promote, you're going to be a piece up. So Alekhine in the game plays queen takes pawn, echo 5.
Mm-hmm.
Game move for white is queen takes pawn, echo 5.
Is that better or is it equivalent?
It's better because it forces the line. If you play rook takes pawn, echo 5, black knight goes something like queen golf 7 on you.
Uh-huh.
And then you're in a pin and black's threatening to go rook takes. I don't know, it might still work. But queen takes pawn forces the line, because if the black queen moves sideways to foxtrot 7, actually, I don't know.
I would take queen, rook takes Charlie 7,
yeah. And if black plays rook takes Charlie 7, you play queen takes echo 8.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you're winning at least a pawn out of this, if not more.
Black's getting checked.
Yeah. So queen takes echo 5 looks stronger than rook takes echo 5. Oh, you can't go queen foxtrot 7. There's a bishop on it. And you can't go queen delta 7. So about the only move you could do is queen delta 8 or queen foxtrot 8. And then, well, you want a pawn out of this, so we're not overly unhappy. You can always come back queen Charlie 3 if you're worried.
Yeah. white as a dominant looking queen
but,
as well.
But I think rook takes Charlie 7 is probably crushing. Or rook takes Charlie 7, rook takes Charlie 7, queen takes echo 8, queen takes echo 8, rook takes echo 8 for white. And then black's knight on Bravo 8 is attacked by the rook, and black's rook on Charlie 7 is attacked by a pawn. So black has to move the rook sideways, and then you just play rook takes Bravo 8 and promote your Charlie pawn. So black has no choice. Queen takes pawn, echo 5. Must be answered by queen takes queen, echo 5.
Mm-hmm.
So the game move for black is queen takes queen, echo 5. The game move for white is rook takes queen, echo 5. Now, if black moves the rook sideways, white goes rook on echo 5 to echo 7, check. Black, where can black put the rook? If black goes rook foxtrot 8, we go rook echo 7 check and play rook on echo 7 takes Charlie 7. And then black, white's got two connected passed pawns on the 6th rank.
Sure.
So if black goes sideways, rook echo 7 check, followed by rook echo takes Charlie 7. On two connected passed pawns or race through. And this time, if black trades rooks, you can probably take with the rook. No, you can still take with the pawn and win a piece. Yeah. Okay, so black has no choice here. Black in the game must play rook takes rook. Or let's say it doesn't matter. It looks as if both choices are horrible. So black in the game plays rook takes rook, echo 5. And white in the game plays rook, game move for white, rook takes pawn, Charlie Sanchez. Yeah, wasn't white lucky that the black's king was on the second rank?
Yeah, black shouldn't have put it there.
Yeah. Well, okay. So black in the game. Well, if you play King Golf 6, you'll lose to rook takes rook Charlie 8. The two pawns will probably cost black a whole piece and a rook each. So black has no choice but to play rook takes rook Charlie 7. Game move for black is rook takes rook Charlie 7. And the game move for white is Bravo 6 takes Charlie 7. So Bravo 6 takes Charlie 7. If black moves the knight, pawn Charlie H is a queen and clearly winning. If black plays rook takes bishop on delta 5, white plays pawn takes knight, and then the Charlie 6 pawn will promote. So yet again, black has no choice. The rook on echo 5 must come back to echo 8. Rook echo 8. And this is where white could get it wrong. If you go bishop echo 6, you lose control of your delta Charlie 6 pawn. Black will play knight takes Charlie 6. And even though you win a rook by promotion on Charlie 8, black will have knight and 3 against bishop and 2, and I fancy black to win that. Even though it's a bishop against a knight, that this Charlie 5 pawn of black will deflect both the white king and the white bishop to the queen side, and then the black king gets in amongst the king side and picks off pawns. It might take a lot of technique, but I reckon it's a win. Okay, so the game move for white is to play pawn, takes knight, Bravo 8, becomes a queen. Game move for black is to play rook takes queen, Bravo 8. And this is where white needs to be precise. Pawn Charlie 7 immediately is not good enough. Black goes rook Charlie 8 and wins the Charlie 7 pawn. So you have to control the promotion square first. The game move for white is bishop echo 6. least I think it is. I hope it is.
No choice.
I'll just go down the moves. I've been going from memory for this. Oh, green takes okay. That's rook takes f5. That's rook there. Make sure we got rook takes there. Check there. Charlie it. Yep. Queen, rook takes. Alright, rook to dace. Yeah, it is bishop echo 6. Yeah, quite right. Bishop echo 6. Well, the white threat is simple, pawn, bravo, Charlie 7, pawn, Charlie 8. Perhaps black's best try here is to play rook, bravo, 6, or rook, echo 8. If you go rook, echo 8, white will go bishop takes, golf, foxtrot 5, check, and then go Charlie 7. So rook, and rook, bravo, 6 is a mistake because white goes bishop takes, foxtrot 5, check. That king is on the worst square of the board, isn't it, Hotel 7? So rook echo 8 loses to bishop takes, foxtrot 5, check, followed by pawn Charlie 7 to Charlie 8. Rook bravo 6 loses to bishop takes, foxtrot 5, check, followed by pawn Charlie 7, Charlie 8. So the game move for black is king golf 6. Game move for black is king golf 6. White in the game plays pawn Charlie 7. Black game move, well, where does he put it? And it happened, black puts the rook on foxtrot 8, it doesn't matter. The game move for white is pawn Charlie 8, promotes the queen. Game move for black. His rook takes queen Charlie 8. Bishop takes rook Charlie 8. And the game move for black is pawn Charlie 4. Is that pawn going to promote?
Yeah.
Well, the white king could step into the square. If the white king goes to the foxtrot file, it steps into the square of the promotion. So king foxtrot 2, Charlie 3, king echo 2, Charlie 2, king delta 2 gets there in time. But the way to draw a square is to draw a line from the square in which the pawn is sitting, Charlie 4, to Charlie 1, and then the diagonal from Charlie 1 across to foxtrot 1. And if the white king steps onto the foxtrot file, foxtrot 1 would do, or 2, or 3, or even for that matter, foxtrot 4 would still get there. Any of the foxtrot squares, foxtrot 4, 3, 2, 1 will do. So you draw the line from Charlie 4, delta 3, echo 2, foxtrot file, it's the foxtrot file. If the king steps can step onto the foxtrot file, it could stop the pawn promotion on its own. But is there a better way of stopping this pawn promotion? You need to get your bishop onto the bravo 1, Charlie 2, Hotel 7 diagonal. So how do you do it?
Bishop alpha 6 or echo 6?
You can't go echo. Oh, you can go echo 6, you're right. Yeah. Echo 6 and you're dropping back to bravo 3, I assume, yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to get to squares delta 3 or bravo 3.
Right.
Yeah. And as you attack bishop alpha 6 or echo 6, you attack the pawn, it will move, and then you go to the square to the side of it. Yeah. Alakine chooses bishop alpha 6, game move bishop alpha 6. Game move for black is pawn Charlie 3. Mm-hmm. Game move for white is bishop delta 3. And as you do throw, this is why bishop alpha 6 to delta 3 is better, because you're putting an attack on foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
So the black king is always tied down to defending foxtrot 5. had you played it to Bravo 3, you could have put it back on Charlie 2, but you'd be wasting a move. Bishop Echo 6 to Bravo 3 to Charlie 2 wastes a move. So Bishop Alpha 6 to Delta 3 is more efficient. Now, White has stopped the Charlie 3 pawn. White has got an attack on Foxtrot 5. So if the Black King tries to wander to, say, Bravo 2 to promote the Charlie pawn, White just simply plays Bishop takes Foxtrot 5 and uses the two kingside pawns to promote. So the Black King cannot assist the Charlie 3 pawn. So it might as well not be there. So this is going to be sorted out on the king side now. So Bishop Delta 3 puts an attack on Foxtrot 5. Black in the game plays King Foxtrot 6. Game move for White, well, you just bring your king in, don't you? Game move for White is King Foxtrot 3. Game move for Black is King Echo 5, which stops the White King from coming in. Well, White can you use a bishop move to spend a tempo, and you just drop the bishop back one square along the diagonal. The game move for White to waste a move is bishop. Oh, hang on. No, he doesn't do that. You could do Bishop Charlie 2. The game move for White is King Echo 3. Take the opposition.
Yeah. If you play Bishop Charlie 2, then he can play King Delta 4 maybe, right? But then
no. Well, White would go King Foxtrot 4 and take with the King. And yes, Black can march the King round to Bravo 2 and use the Charlie pawn to cast White a bishop. But in the meanwhile, the White King has won both the Black and Kingside pawns. Mm-hmm. So if the Black King tries to use support the Charlie pawn to get pawn Charlie 2, the White King wins all the Kingside pawns. So after King Echo 3 taking the opposition, Black plays Pawn Hotel 5. Game move Pawn Hotel 5. Well, White now uses the bishop to spend a move. The game move for White is Bishop Delta 3. Just spending a move, forcing Black to move his king. So Bishop Charlie 2 is the game move. Black in the game plays King Foxtrot 6.
Very good.
White brings the king in. White in the game plays King Foxtrot 4. All right. If Black moves the king to Golf 6 or Echo 6, White can play Bishop takes Pawn check. Bishop takes Foxtrot 5 check. Black in the game plays King Golf 7.
Mm-hmm. Better.
Well, hardly. As White in the game plays King takes Foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
Black's game plan is to put the King on Hotel 6, so Black in the game plays King Hotel 6.
Okay.
So White just retreats King Foxtrot 4. And the Black King must move. There's nothing else can move. So the White King is on Foxtrot 4, the Black King is on Hotel 6. The Black King cannot come to Golf 6 to protect his pawn because the White Bishop controls it. So the Black King must retreat King to Golf 7. It's the only legal move on the board. And White would play King of Golf 5. When White plays King Foxtrot 4, Black resigns. Because if King Golf 7, the only legal move, White plays King Golf 5, picks off the hotel pawn, and the two pawns win.
Wow.
And he did that blindfold simultaneous in his head.
Perfect.
Why a player?
Extraordinary.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's enough time to go through the next game now.
I would vote strongly. It's
not enough energy as well.
Yeah, so we'll satisfy ourselves with one game today and have a slightly shorter session then. Yeah. So I think Black created problems as early as move 7. But they shouldn't have been decisively lost. Maybe Black would have done better to exchange off the strong white Charlie 6 knights by retreating knight delta 8. Of course, white might not have allowed the trade. White might have retreated knight delta 4 and leave Black's pieces awkwardly placed.
I think knight echo 5 is okay for Black. And,
yeah, but knight alpha 5 definitely creates a lot of problems.
With echo 5, you know, it gives them a lot of pawns to attack the white king with. Half open file, yeah, he gets double pawns.
Yeah, but white might not capture. White might play knight delta 4. Oh, hang on, knight echo 5 attacks a Charlie 4 pawn.
Yeah. He just I guess he was afraid of the double pawns, but that's an amateur mistake, to say the least.
Oh, you shouldn't be afraid of double pawns, especially if they can start moving, yeah.
Yeah. They're not on an open file. They're not isolated.
Yeah. My last Olympiad in 1996 in Brazil, I played 8 games, and in 6 of them, I took double pawns. I received double pawns. I allowed my opponent to give me double pawns.
Yeah.
I didn't win them all, but I won a good percentage.
Yeah, they have advantages.
Well, you get a semi-open file somewhere if you've got double pawns.
Often you got the two bishops.
Yeah, if it's a bishop takes knight somewhere on f3, c3, f6, c6, yeah.
And often you got the pawn moves towards the center. That's another thing that can help.
Yeah, well, one of the strongest players, or one of the most successful players on the English chess circuit in the 80s and 90s was Keith Arkell. And he said his repertoire was built around creating pawn imbalances. Now, I'm not suggesting he'd go around getting double pawns, but he would always have a position where if his opponent played a pawn take pawn capture, he always had a variation whereby he would have something other than a pawn takes pawn, keeping the structure symmetric. He would always steer it to an asymmetric pawn structure with imbalance.
Yes.
And it was a very successful strategy. In fact, he will be playing to just accumulate small advantages and a lot of time on the clock. He would play very quickly as well. So he was a good positional strategic player who was quite happy to take on players in an equal looking ending, in the knowledge that his understanding of end games would be superior to theirs, which is what the books tell you. Know your end games. And then the small advantages you accumulate during the middle game will point you in the direction.
Well, it's a symmetric pawn position in the open file, so then the rooks and sometimes the queen gets exchanged down that file. And then chance is a good chance for only a draw.
Yeah, well, there have been times when I've played the exchange French, but I've been looking for a kingside attack along with it.
Yep.
So what you have to do, you have to be certain that you have minor pieces to prevent a double rook invasion up the echo file.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you control those little squares with bishops, for example. So the file is of no use to the rook.
They double on echo 8 and echo 7, but they can't get in an echo 1 because you've got back row books. They can't get in an echo 2 because of a light squared bishop. And they can't get in an echo 3, possibly because of a dark squared bishop. And then you can start launching your F pawn.
Do something else, yeah.
Yeah, do something else on the king's side. So, I mean, doubling rooks is a good idea, but if there's no entry square, it's a no value.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, of course, being prepared to trade down for an ending if your opponent eventually decides to challenge the file. So, to reinforce the point, the critical moment for Alekhine, or the winning idea, was queen takes pawn, echo 5. So, you know, no matter how stupid a tactic looks, you examine it, and if it proves that, you know, if there was no rook on alpha 7, you'd realise it doesn't work. But you just keep examining, capture, 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 capture. And so you see queen takes echo 5, you see the black rook on echo 8 lifting off the back rank, and when you finally see rook take pawn, Charlie 7, check, you realise that black must recapture and that the knight on Bravo 8 can't prevent promotion. And so the rook has to run back. So you keep on going down the line. You might realise, I win an exchange back, but is it enough? And then you have to do some non-capture moves. And Bishop Echo 6 has to be found. And once you find Bishop Echo 6, you've got your winning line. But also, the other strong move which had to be found was pawn Charlie 5. Without pawn Charlie 5, the whole queen side pressure doesn't work.
Yeah, that's this.
But maybe white was threatening pawn Charlie 5 anyway, before black played Bishop Echo 5.
I guess it was always there.
Yeah, because when black plays with the Bravo pawn, white's Bravo pawn runs forward and pins the Charlie 7 pawn. And if black takes with the Delta pawn, the white bishop on Foxtrot 4 aims at the black Charlie 7 pawn.
Black was cooperative to play his king to the 7th rank. If he kept on the 8th rank, it'd be interesting to see what white would do then.
The combination wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Actually, it might, because the king would have to be at a hotel 8, would too. So white would get queen takes pawn check. Yeah, white would get it, but it wouldn't be as forcing. White would still have queen takes echo 5 check. That would force queen takes queen, echo 5 by black, rook takes echo 5. But rook takes Charlie 7 isn't check. Rook takes Charlie 7 has to be check.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know. If black had kept his king on hotel 8, we don't know. If black has kept his king on hotel 8, the hotel 6 pawn would drop off. If black is going to play bishop echo 5 to safeguard the queen side against pawn Charlie 5, black needs the king on hotel 6 to protect. Black needs king on hotel 7 to protect hotel 6. So maybe the king did have to be on hotel 7 after all.
Another reason, yeah. Well, yeah, he had an awful position, just some general grounds.
The black queen on echo 7 was pinned through Charlie 7, which allows the pawn Charlie 5 concept to start rolling. And providing black card play Delta 6 takes Charlie 5, it's playable. If black can play Delta 6 takes Charlie 5, it's not on. But when white put the bishop on Foxtrot 4, it was looking at Charlie 7.
And combinations of bishop takes Delta 6.
We're also in the air, yeah. Tactics flow from a superior position.
That's why black shouldn't hold himself a hole. And once he did, he should have counterattacked faster instead of slowly. Surely you're going to lose, especially against Alakine. Well, not surely, but almost surely you're going to lose. But it's still your best chance.
And maybe Rook Alpha Echo 8 wasn't necessarily the best, because it just allowed white the idea of pawn Bravo 4. Mind you, white could have prepared it anyway. White could have played bishop Bravo 2 before playing pawn Bravo 4. Yeah, or lift the bishop off the back rank.
But you always want to make the guy pay the price of preparation instead of just letting him do it without preparing. Quick counterattack on the king side with pawn storm and pray real hard.
Yeah, I mean, black ended up with 6 tempi being wasted on a 9 that ended up back on its original square.
And completely trapped. What's amazing, I guess Alakine, of course, can compute things like queen takes the pawn, probably 10 seconds or something, but takes people like me a couple minutes.
He'll do that. He'll do that queen takes pawn line down to finding bishop echo 6 in about a second.
Yeah, maybe you're right. And it might take me 2 minutes. And I really can't afford to. It looked fairly unpromising, you know. You're losing big material, and then even if you got as far as winning, losing only the exchange, you say, well, that's not good enough. And
you have to keep looking that one move further. If you give up analyzing before finding bishop echo 6, then you miss the opportunity,
and you've wasted maybe a minute and a half or. Which you can ill afford, because there are many similar situations that have as much promise as that one, but don't work either. Every once in a while they do work, and Alakine finds them, but mere mortals don't. Or if they do, then they may even win that game, but they will lose other games on time because of... spending a lot of time on things that are not really that promising. So the question is, how can one speed up one's calculations? Is there any way to do it? I want to play speed chess. Maybe
find yourself a combination like the Greek gift sacrifice. Bishop takes, hotel 7 check. King takes. Knight golf 5 check. Get yourself some analysis on that combination and play over it, learn it, and then try and run it through your mind quicker and quicker and quicker. So you learn the line of analysis, say a mate in 6, and then just play through it quicker and quicker and quicker. Because in a game, you'll probably plod through slowly. I'd say capture, knight check, king retreats, queen out, rook moves sideways, queen down check, king sideways, queen on check again, king out, queen back to hotel 4 with big discovered checks. Now, if you can go that quick, instead of the speed at which I'm saying it, you see how you can do a line about 5 or 6 times faster. So in order to do that, you practice it in your head. So you learn a line, you just find a mate in 6, you just learn it, and then you just go over it again and again and again, and you spend 20 minutes going over it, that same one line in your head, imagining it faster and faster and faster and faster. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that increases your ability to see moves going on the board. So then all you've got to do is set a position where you're trying to find the answer, and just throw out the moves. Just throw in queen takes echo five. Boom, 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 boom. Ah, bishop echo six, and I win.
Look at that. Oh, it's... One of my problems sometimes is I'm always looking, well, there's the main variation. Maybe one should just stick to that, at least the first time, and then check it later. But I tend to say, like queen takes pawn there. Well, yeah, he could take it, but maybe he won't take it. You know, and then I start worrying about side issues already. Maybe I should just look at the main line first.
What you do is
I look at side issues.
Go down the brute force captures first. So queen takes echo five, queen takes echo five, rook takes, rook takes, rook takes, Charlie seven check, rook takes, pawn takes, and just leave that. And then you go back and you decide that wins. And then you go, okay, queen takes echo five, shuffle the queen sideways. Yeah. Suppose he goes queen, foxtrot, ace. Then you go another brute force, rook takes, Charlie seven, check. Rook takes, queen takes, check away, queen takes, rook takes. So don't bother saying to yourself, there's a splinter line here. Just go over it, recognize it's there, but ignore the branch line. Go down the brute force lines first, the captures, and then start looking at the back off lines or the in-between moves. Because if your brute force line doesn't work,
you can't do it. Time on the side issues, because the side issues don't matter.
Yeah, because if you take a pawn and your opponent backs off,
doesn't work.
If you analyze the capturing the pawn and all the brute captures, or all the heavy captures win for you, then you could just say to yourself, I take the pawn, and if he backs off from the main line, then I just won a pawn.
Yeah. Yeah, then, well, in this case, it looked like if you backed off, it was pretty clear you would have a terrible position. But in other cases, it's not so clear. It's the branching that really is tough in analysis. I mean, looking straight ahead where everything is forced, you know, is not so bad. But if every move has even two branches two ways, pretty soon you're in the bushes.
Yeah. And what can make it harder is if both sides can flick in checks against each other at every move. Yeah.
In between moves. That's why it's a tough game. As they found out with the computers, I guess. I guess the world champion used to think, boy, I'm really good. I know how to play this game, but not really. you're just scratching the surface.
You can do your speeding up with openings as well. Yeah, just imagine the advanced French. You go echo 4, echo 6, delta 4, delta 5, echo 5, charlie 3, knight, charlie 6. But if you can see these moves going through like that, So it's all about speed of thought for tactics. Sometimes you just have to do it brute force. I mean,
you just practice.
Yeah. All right, with the Greek gift, bishop takes, hotel seven, check. Your previous experiences should tell you that everything's in place. Your queen is in the right place to come in either golf four or or either Delta 3 check to Golf 3 or out to Golf 4 or Hotel 5 according to need. And you should know that when you play Knight Golf 5 check, that there mustn't be a Bishop on Echo 7 to capture it. Well, I had somebody do this on me once. I had somebody play Bishop takes Pawn check, King takes. They played Knight Golf 5 check, and then just played Bishop on Echo 7 takes Knight.
Surprise!
Yeah, because they just thought, oh, it's on, Greek gift, it's a French defence. I've forced Pawn Echo 5, the Knight's retreated to Delta 7, and here comes the mate. And of course it didn't.
Yep. He took the Trojan horse.
Yep.
Okay. Very interesting. It's amazing, you know, this human mind can do what Alakine can do, and similar people do what they do.
Well, what I don't know about Alakine's past is how or when he got his strength. I mean, Capablanca was noted in childhood to be head and shoulders miles better than everybody else, and it was clear he was going to be a very strong chess player.
It'd be interesting. I don't think they may have studied some grandmaster brains to see if there's any difference.
Well, your DNA controls the manner in which your brain circuits wire up in your childhood.
Yes.
So I think there are people who have had the potential to be strong chess players, and their brain has been wired up for it, but they've never taken up the game, and so an opportunity has been missed. They've done something else probably excellently in life.
But right. If Alakine never saw a chessboard, he would be no good at chess. So as you said, they're generally pretty smart and could do something else.
Yeah, but then again, the Polgar experiments have shown that with correct training, you can achieve a very high standard anyway.
Yeah, though he overclaims, I think, the father does. He thinks he can make anybody into a grandmaster. Don't think so.
Because we have people who, I think, what's the phrase we call it over here? Learning difficulties.
I have to go. Thank you very much for listening.
Okay.
See you.
Okay, me too. So, thank you. Very interesting. Very impressive. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye all.